Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Care, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. With me is my co-host in residency, Tim Herrera. Hey, Tim.
Hello.
I have learned a shocking thing about you today.
What could that be? I have no idea what you were referring to at all.
You guys, this is so shocking. I was like, literally, I was like, Tim, hold that thought. Say no more. We have to talk about this on
this
mic.
This literally happened. This prevented the conversation from continuing.
I'm stunned. I'm stunned. So I'll give you guys like a quick background on how this came about. I have my beloved Orbital Buffer in the studio with me today. Also co-hosting the show will be my beloved Orbital Buffer. I unplugged him, so he's not working right now. And I went to pick it up from Jalopnik because we used it to wax one of my editor's cars, and I'm writing a whole post about waxing a car. And our engineer, Taylor, was like, oh, are you just going to make wax on, wax off jokes? And I was like, yes, of course, that's the plan. That's basically the whole post. And Tim...
Is that a reference to something? I don't understand.
Doesn't understand the reference because he's never seen The Karate Kid.
I
have seen no movie ever. It is a running joke on this podcast that I have seen no movie ever, ever, ever. Until I saw Black Panther, I had not been to the movie theater in so long. Yeah. I thought it had been like since 2012. Oh, no, no, no.
Really?
Like,
that long?
It was longer.
What?
We looked it up. The last movie I had seen in the theater was the 18 movie, which came out in 2010.
Well, what movie?
The 18
movie.
Like
the remake. Yeah, okay. In 2010?
Which is an excellent movie if you haven't seen it.
Wait, that was the last time you were like at the movies?
Yeah.
I have totally missed this, apparently. Do you just hate movie theaters? I mean, that's an easy thing to hate, but... Mm-hmm.
No, I don't hate movie theater. I think I hate movies.
You hate movies?
I think I hate movies.
Movies. Like, I just don't do it for me.
It's
just
don't.
Not my thing.
They don't. I get.
But see, I haven't seen a lot of like cultural touchstone movies either. So I'm glad we can like relate to that.
Okay.
But Karate Kid, it just never happened for me.
Oh, and, like, I feel like we got to fix. Can we fix that?
Well,
or are
so,
you?
Like, have,
are you? Dr- is it like me in Star Wars?
I was. And well. Yeah,
I'm
a whole
in.
Other issue.
Okay.
I was gonna say, it actually reminded me last time I was on, we were talking about turmeric and how that's like your like common like your continuing enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a thing, and I feel like at this point, like I haven't seen Karate Kid, and like it's like a funny conversation starter.
Okay.
And I understand the premise. Like I think there's like a kid, and there's like a tournament, and like he's getting bullied or something. And there's
yes.
some wax, apparently. And there's like a car thing. Like, I know the line, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's from like one of my old editors was like fucking obsessed with it. And he would always like joke about it in the office. And Karate Kid, just if you're interested, is on TBS like every other night.
Yeah.
And so he'd always like tell me the next day when it was on. I was like, oh, I'll catch it next time. And here we are. Still haven't seen it ever. And there's like a bunch of sequels. And they just didn't. Mm-hmm. They just redo it like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
With Will Smith's kid.
There was like
Jaden,
a,
right?
a girl, yeah, like, wasn't there like a girl Karate Kid?
Oh, was there?
And now Cobra Kai is out, which like, I'm excited about Cobra. I wasn't excited about the remake of Karate Kid, but I liked
Cobra
one
Kai?
And two.
Is that, that's the bad guys, right?
No, well, yeah, Cobra Kai is the bad guys from the original
that's
movies,
the bully.
But it's the new show that's like the YouTube show. I think it's YouTube. That's
Whoa.
I could be completely wrong about that. And I got like a screener of it.
Oh,
I got random screeners somehow.
Right, right.
Know. Makes sense given what I do,
but it's like in the Karate Kid universe.
But it's like the the good guy and the bad guy from the original Karate Kid are grown up. And they're,
I know that because my editor, who's obsessed with it, told me about it. That is the only reason I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yes.
Well, listen, I can definitely respect digging in on not seeing.
I at this point, like.
Because it's like me in Star Wars. So, right, like, I understand that completely.
Yeah.
But also, Karate Kid is such a good movie. Right, and there's so much really good cleaning content in it.
That's what inspired you. That's why you're living this life. Is Karate Kid.
Exactly.
That's your origin story. And I saw this movie once.
The thing is actually that, like, there are a lot of Karate Kid references in my book, and I make them a lot on this show too, because it actually is really handy. It's like a handy shortcut for describing an action that people can't see me do. Like last week when we were trying to describe my hand gestures, but if I say wax on, wax off, or I say paint the fence, like, everybody knows
paint
that,
the fence? Is that a...
Everybody knows what that means except for Tim Herrera.
Is that from Karate Kid? Paint the fence?
Paint the fence.
Oh. Does he just like have him do a bunch of menial tasks?
Yes.
Is that where wax on, wax on comes
Yes, up? And that's... And then that's... And then... Well, I don't want to spoil the movie.
Yeah, please don't, because I'm definitely going to see it.
No spoilers.
It's only been 30 years and I haven't seen any spoilers. And we vaguely know the premise.
I think we've answered the question of like, when are you allowed to spoil movies? 31st year.
That's the cutoff, so we're just there.
Anyway, we are doing an excellent job at cutting out the banter and tightening up
Let's talk about Karate Kid today. Like, you can describe the plot in explicit detail for me. It's just like seeing it.
All right, we do have some outdoor stuff to talk about, actually, today. So a little Karate Kid-esque.
Karate Kid adjacent.
Well, because, I mean, he's doing outdoor stuff, right? The cars, the paper fence. Sand the floor.
So this wasn't just like this scam the old guy is like running on him to like make him do his household chores.
I mean, it's a little bit
of a... Do we know that for sure?
It's a little bit of a scam and a little bit
not. It feels like a plot hole, but I digress.
No. It's not a plot hole. I mean, if you saw the movie, it would all make sense.
Again, I think you should just tell me about it. Like, the next half hour,
I said too much.
Forget cleaning.
No, I want to talk about the cleaning. I'm excited about what we have to talk about today.
Me too. We do have very good stuff.
Because we're gonna do a topic I've never done on the show, which is grills.
Yes.
Which is a big thing.
Yes.
And like, you know, this is our Here Comes Summer arc, and we got to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about patio furniture, which is actually like easy.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So we'll have plenty of time to come back to Karate Kid, is that what you're saying? Let's knock these out.
And then also, we have to like get the show done because we have to go do the real show.
Oh, we have big plans here.
The Chip Chat on our bonus episode. You guys, thank you so much for the response to Chip Chat. People will love it.
It was great. Yeah.
I was saying to Tim when we walked in today, I'm like, I can't believe it took me so long. I wanted to do this for so long. I can't believe it took me so long to do this.
We found the inspiration.
Yeah, here it is. So I feel like this actually solves a great... little like bonus episode conundrum for me, which is that like Chip Chat gives a great format, and I think you guys, what I'm going to do, since we are shortening the episodes up, the main episodes up a little bit, I think I'm going to throw in a bonus cleaning question into as part of Chip as we're chatting. And so I think that'll be a good way to get like a little extra cleaning content for those of you who want that. There'll be the Chip Chat in there for those of you guys who want that. There'll be the banter. I know a bunch of you guys were like, but we really like the banter.
Those are very sweet tweets.
I know. It was really nice. I like cried over all of them, of course. I just weep all the time now, basically. Listen, you know, the thing is, I do the show on my own. It's hard to filter out what feedback is the right feedback to listen to.
Right, right.
And I just am in a constant state. So that's the nature of Jolie also.
And here we are.
So before we can get into today's episode and get over to that important Chip Chat content, we got to remind you guys that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. All right, let's jump into... I love the first question.
Excellent.
I love the way it was... Yeah, I love the way it was written. I think it's so funny.
All right, so we have Steven here. Oh, yes, this is
it was really good.
All right, Steven writes, dad-ish cleaning question.
Yeah.
We have three. Number one, best practices for degreasing the inside of a propane grill, for example, the walls of the grill. Question number two, related... How the F do I get the grates cleaned off without using steel wool, which guarantees me steel splinters? Question number three. Also related, tiny surface rust stains on my one-year-old Weber grill. It's literally covered when not in use. It's maddening. Thanks in advance, Steve. dad and husband hates cleaning his grill. Steve, great.
So the best thing about this question was, this is the daddest thing about it. This is the daddest thing about it, right? It came in response to a call for questions that we put out on Lifehacker for my parenting cleaning column. And I was like,
excellent.
Steve, man. That is like dadding to the nth degree. This has nothing to do with parenting. You literally just like.
We're real dad territory here.
But he was like, but damn it, I'm a dad and I grill. I'm going to ask this question.
I'm picturing like, and hey, love- honey, come listen to this. They put me on the podcast.
And I love it. But the funniest, the funniest or weirdest part about it or whatever it was, like the timing of it.
Yeah.
Was that we put the call out at the beginning of the year in January.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you think I'm going to be doing grilling contests January? Like, you know, I do try to peg these to something.
Right, right. Like, well, Father's Day is coming up. Great timing.
Yeah, so, but the thing, that's the thing. I got the question in January and I've been sitting on it. But I was like, this is a really good question.
Oh, he's going to feel so relieved that this is finally out there. We just made this week. This
when grilling season finally hits. So here we are in grilling season.
Grilling season.
You know what's actually funny? I actually have not written a lot about grills also. Oh, yeah. I did one thing at Esquire,
yeah,
because that made sense for that audience. But it's like, it's a topic I want to revisit, and I think that there's like a lot more to be said about it. But for today, we're going to focus just on gas grills. And I'm going to answer all the questions that Steve has.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just want to talk about kind of like general gas grill care, and we got to start by saying that there are two different ways to clean a gas grill. The first is your regular cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit that last because that wasn't what Steve was asking about, but I am going to talk about that. And then there's deep cleaning, which is really what Steve is asking about. He's asking about the deep cleaning stuff and then the external stuff, and I'm going to help with the rust stuff. In terms of the deep cleaning, how often you do a deep clean of your grill really depends on how much you use it. So if you are like a daily griller, which some people are. If you live in a warm climate and like can be out there all the time, great, you know.
Totally.
Or if like, you know, you hate your spouse and are just like, I'm going to go cook dinner outdoors in Minnesota in February.
I can see
Nancy.
It. Really is fun. I see that. Like, I would say I'm not good at grilling, but I like to do it.
Okay.
I have a really good time doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you're out there, you're like enjoying the weather, you're flipping burgers, you're putting cheese on. It's great. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Not that I'm good at it, but I do like it.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a George Foreman now, which is not real
That's
grilling.
That's not grilling.
Look, it's New York, space is limited. Yeah.
I know, but it's not grilling. I mean, I have a grill pan. That's more grilling than
George Foreman. Hey, George Foreman is fine.
Okay. That's another debate for another day. We're already 15 minutes in and we haven't even answered the question
yet. Sorry. Back to Steve here.
Okay. So the deep cleaning depends really on how often you use it. For most people who are, you know, maybe grilling like once a week on the weekends kind of thing, you can probably get away with deep cleaning your grill twice a year. Yeah. I would suggest that you do that at two very specific times. At the beginning of grill season and at the end of grill season.
Ah, there it is.
Yes. So very easy. When you take it out of storage, you give it a deep clean. Before you put it into storage, you give it a deep clean.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Like, that's pretty straightforward. If you are a much more frequent griller, then you want to start thinking about doing a deep cleaning maybe every, like, the general rule from the officials at the cleaning institute that I report to is 10 to 20 uses. I think that that's extreme. I would say maybe 15 to 25 uses. Probably.
10 to 20, yeah, that does seem...
10 uses seems like...
That's a lot.
That seems like a lot of deep cleaning. But like, it's also not that hard. So here's what you're going to do.
Great.
It's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
First thing you're going to do is you're going to disconnect the propane.
Yes.
That's important.
I probably want to do that one.
Okay. We are going to talk about some safety stuff with this. So...
Okay.
That's a big safety thing. Just disconnect the propane. Then next thing you're going to do is you're going to take the grates off. So Steve asked about getting the grates clean without using steel wool.
Yeah.
No problem. You basically, what you want to do is you want to soak the grates while you work on the whole rest of the grill. Throw the grates into some hot soapy water, just dish soap, and just let them soak. A utility bucket is great for this.
Yeah.
But if you have like a big sink and you can bring them inside, if you have like, I don't know, the kids' kiddie pool.
Sure, that works.
Throw it, you know, wherever, whatever vessel is big enough for you to throw the grates into.
I love this beautiful suburban life we're driving out. Like, dad's out in the backyard, kids are playing in the pool, it's just grilling, it's nice out. This is beautiful. This is lovely. I want this life.
I have a rich and her fantasy life. So yeah, you're gonna soak them in dish soap. And what the soaking is gonna do is really two main things. One, the water is gonna help to reconstitute all of the stuff that's gotten burned and stuck onto the grates so that you're not scrubbing them away so much, right? So that they kind of sort of slide off because they've been sitting in some hot soapy water for a while you work on the rest of the grill.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that the dish soap itself, because it has grease fighting properties to it,
right,
is going to help cut through a lot of the grease and buildup that's hanging on them. So let the soaking water do a lot of the work for you, right? And I talk about that a lot when it comes to dish doing, is like letting products do the work for you with dishes so you're not scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing, because we want to kind of avoid that.
Just let it soak.
When it comes time to actually scrub it, because you are going to have to scrub it. I mean, they're grill grates.
Right.
Instead of using steel wool, go ahead and use Adobe Pad.
Oh,
yeah. We love Adobe.
Favorite. Yeah.
We love Adobe Pad, mm-hmm, in this family.
Mm-hmm.
And Adobe Pads are great because they're not going to scrape a finish off or anything like that. They're not going to leave splinters. The one thing is the Adobe, after you use it, is probably going to have to go straight in the trash.
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty heavy duty job for Adobe. But that's the thing to use for it. So pretty, pretty simple.
And one step you forgot. Take a picture of the soak water, send it to Jolie.
And send me the soak water for Wash Water Wednesday. Yes, indeed. Thank you for reminding me of
I'm all over it.
I got some like really nasty kitchen water from yesterday.
Oh,
we record on Thursdays. Yeah, there was some crazy kitchen water going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was nuts. You know what? The other thing, you guys, though, I have to say this. There's one thing you can't send me.
Oh, whoa. Jolie's face just got so serious.
Yeah,
oh, my
it's
goodness.
Like,
where are
so
we going
like,
here?
It hurts my heart too much to see. I'm glad when you do it, and I want you to tell me about it, and you can send me just the water if you want, but no more sending me photos of your teddy bears in the water.
Oh.
It's really, really, really upsetting for me. And
it's triggering. Yeah.
Well, it actually is really triggering for me. So for the patrons who have heard the episode where I talked about the grudge that I've been holding since 1981.
Whoa.
Or 1982, whenever I've been holding that grudge. I had a classmate of mine in nursery school threw my teddy bear overboard of a Boston Harbor cruise, and I watched him float away. So it really actually like is triggering for me, and I like have to ask you guys to like just don't send me the pictures of the bears upside down in the water. It makes me really, really upset.
Just the water.
You can send me the water though, and you can tell me what was in it. But seeing it was like I saw there was one this week, and it just like made me so upset.
Oh, that emotional reaction is how I feel when you send me clumps on Twitter. I haven't seen a good clump in a while, though.
There hasn't been a clump in a while. I won't send you. Well, I don't know if I can make that promise.
Yeah, come on. We both know that's not going
to. It's not going to happen. No, sorry, no. Tim. I just like to antagonize you. I hope you're very pickable. You're very, very pickable.
Oh, man, I can like, picture the last clump that you sent.
If you told me a tragic story about how you lost your beloved clump as a child, I would probably stop.
Clump was my best friend. My dad just threw him down the sink. It's real horrifying, and that's why I get so emotional when I see these clumps. Oh, that was so gross.
All right, wash water. Back to the grill.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
Throwing us
thank you for reminding the people that sent me the photos of the wash water. Okay, so now we're gonna go back to the grill. While the grates are soaking in their dish soap, we're gonna go back to the grill. What you're gonna do before you start cleaning anything is you're gonna get a huge piece of tin foil. And you're going to lay it over the heating elements, the coils. That's just going to help to keep – because stuff is going to probably fall down
right, as
you're cleaning. And so it's just going to help to keep all that stuff out of the heating coils and elements so that you don't have to clean that all up.
Smart.
Yeah. So start with that. Then you're going to take out the drip pan. The drip pan can also – if there's room in wherever you're soaking the grates, you can put the drip pan in there. Otherwise, just toss that in the kitchen sink. You're going to clean that like you would anything greasy. So start by trying to wipe out as much of the grease with paper towels and toss those as you can. You don't want to pour the grease down the drain, you know, the usual thing. And then just, you know, a good degreaser and dish soap and spun hot soapy water is all you need for the drip pan.
Easy?
It's easy, but probably a little gnarly of a job.
Yeah.
But you know, nothing really to it. Okay, so now you're ready to go in on the interior. It can be, you kind of want to do, I would say maybe three different steps. The first thing that you want to do is you want to take your actual grill brush that you use to clean the grates off in between your uses. Mm-hmm. And you want to brush out the whole grill. Probably all of the stuff that's hanging on the walls is going to be a combination of grease and carbon. It might look like kind of like black peelies. That's the carbon buildup. And so
black peelies?
Like peeling paint.
Oh, okay.
Peelies.
Is that what they're called? Peelies?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I am learning so much today. Sorry. Go on.
I don't know. That's such an odd term. It makes sense to me.
No, I get it. It's great. I love it.
So you're going to brush most of that stuff away. Then once you've like dislodged as much as you can, you're just going to go in and wipe out the interior using a dish soap and sponge. That's all.
Cool.
So like the one thing about cleaning a gas grill that's a little different from when I talked to you about other sort of greasy things is that you don't want to use a substance that's flammable. So that kind of rules out ammonia. Yeah. Ammonia isn't highly flammable, but it's somewhat flammable.
Yeah.
And it also is going to rule out most of like the really good degreasers,
right?
Like the citrosols and those kinds of things. So really just dish soap and a sponge. You know, Adobe can be great for this because, again, it's kind of got that extra scrubbing power to it.
Mm-hmm.
The last sort of tool that you want to use is just paper towels. They're really great for greasy surfaces.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because you just toss them after you're done. So that's really all there is to deep cleaning a grill. It's not, you don't need specialty products. You don't need, you know, it's not rocket science to do it. It's a kind of dirty job. You probably want to wear like grungy work clothes for it because you're going to get pretty dirty.
Right.
Rubber household gloves aren't a bad idea just because, again, it's just a dirty job.
Yeah. A lot of grease.
But not like it's a very straightforward job.
Great.
Yeah.
So super, about that.
So super, super easy. Now let's talk about cleaning the exterior and then we're going to talk about the rust problem and we'll hit regular cleaning. Too, because the regular cleaning is super easy. For the exterior, most exteriors are going to be stainless or painted enamel. And so you just want to be careful that you don't use anything too abrasive that's going to scratch it.
Mm-hmm.
So again, our Adobe pad is a great tool for the job because it's a non-scratch sponge.
Does it all.
If you want to use a regular sponge, go for it. Just if you're using one of those yellow sponges with the green scrubby back, don't use the scrubby back because that is too abrasive. It's probably going to scratch.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of your cleaners for the exterior, diluted dish soap.
Perfect.
Just fine. I mean, you really like do not need anything fancy.
This is great. This is like a one-tool operation.
Yeah,
just get your dish soap.
Super, super easy. Yeah, it really is a dish soap and sponge operation.
Great.
The other thing, if there's a lot of buildup or you need something a little bit more with a little more oomph than the dish soap, or say if you're using, you don't have Adobe and you're using a straight sponge and you need a little extra scrubbing power,
mm-hmm.
you can use Bon Ami. You could use baking soda. You could use Barkeeper's Friend, but I know you guys know I don't like to talk about Barkeeper's Friend. So we're just going to move right along from that one and into the rust. Now, the rust thing, I did look into the rust issue with Weber's because I was like, this seems like something that shouldn't be happening. Weber is such a reputable brand,
right.
And after a year, you shouldn't be getting rust.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I wonder if you've got a lemon on your hands or something like that. So the first thing is, I don't think you have a lemon on your hands, but I would suggest that if this is really a problem for you and you are being diligent about covering it and all of that kind of stuff, maybe call and just see if like there's anything they can do.
Because they shouldn't be rusting.
It's not to that extent.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, I'm gonna go ahead and guess. I don't know where Steve lives,
mm-hmm.
Which is probably a great comfort to Steve.
Well, we've already built a suburban life, so just pick a state. He lives in Minnesota.
I'm gonna guess he doesn't live in Minnesota. Actually, I'm gonna guess that he lives somewhere on one of the coasts in an environment that is damp and salty.
Oh.
Because if he's getting that much rust when he's keeping this thing covered,
yeah.
It strikes me that his environment is probably just one that's like a rust prone climate. Is that a thing?
Sure,
it's
it is
a thing now.
So that's some good Julie Carey detective work there.
Yeah. So the thing is that with the Weber grills, unless the rust becomes corrosive, just the rust itself is not covered under your warranty.
Whoa, you really dug in here.
I went deep.
Yeah, wow.
I went deep on the Weber site, and I found one of the most truly bizarre pieces of cleaning content I've ever read. And I have read some weird cleaning content
in my day.
I'm going to share it on Twitter when this episode comes out. I deliberately waited. But it was like, it's a combination of like badly written. And it was just,
I'm in suspense now.
I know. And there's I feel bad saying it because there's someone's byline on it. And I was just like, what is going on?
You got to reach out, help your
And then I found myself, and this is a whole conversation. This is actually a conversation for Chip Chat. I found myself on a site called Man Crates. I've spent time in some dark corners of the internet.
Man crates. We'll come back to that.
We surely will. So the rust thing, unless the rust is corrosive to the grill, it's not the, like, replacing and repairing and all that stuff isn't going to be covered by the Weber people. And I don't think that you should let it get to the point where it's corrosive just to get them.
Yeah, just let it ride
warranty.
And get a free grill out of it.
That's not the suggestion.
We would never encourage insurance fraud, is what we're saying.
What I think you're just going to need to do is, I think you're just going to need to be diligent about cleaning the rust off, maybe like once a month. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a really fast job. So the Weber people suggest two things. Either Noxon 7 metal polish, which is an old school, old favorite metal polish. You can find that at any hardware store, home improvement store. That's Noxon 7, number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Metal polish, that's great. That'll take rust right off. Or WD-40.
Oh.
My old friends.
There
WD-40.
We go. Yeah.
So both of those things are great to use for removing rust from the outside of your Weber. And, you know, I don't know I can suggest something to make it stop happening.
Yeah.
But I can at least tell you how to fix it and kind of, I think, how... What I would say is clean the rust off and then maybe make a little, like, note, like, on your calendar somewhere. I don't know. In your journal. In your Hello Kitty diary with the little lock on it. Of when you cleaned it. And then if you notice the rust coming back, see sort of how long that period was, because that's going to tell you about how often you're going to need to be doing this job.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Great.
Listen, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do the regular cleaning stuff and then we'll go into the last question, which is a little bit of a shorter and easier one. That wasn't hard.
No.
Today's questions were these are gimmies for me.
And the solutions are easy enough.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, they are. All right, so this is a good time for us to take a break. Tim and I will be right back with more of your summertime woes. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Tim Herrera.
Hello.
Hello. We've been talking about summer problems and the Karate Kid.
And the Karate Kid.
As we do on
this
show.
I cannot see.
Yeah. Okay, so we left off. We had Steven, right? Steven. Mm-hmm. Steven. We've fixed up his grill problem. We've taught him how to deep clean it. Mm-hmm. We've gone over the rust stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to just talk quickly about regular cleaning. Because he didn't ask about that, but
throw it in there.
We're here. And we should talk about that.
Yeah, I guess we could talk about cleaning on this.
So I had this old coworker who used to love to taunt me because he had never cleaned his grill.
Oh, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, ever? Which, like, that's like, That's the, we're talking about health hazards at this point, right? That's pretty bad.
Well, the thing was, is that like, I actually like, I never had the heart to break it to him that he like absolutely cleans his grill every single time. I don't know what he thought, quote unquote, cleaning a grill entailed. Like,
yeah.
I think he thought it was like, because he had never deep, like taken it apart and like done what I just described. But
honestly,
you shouldn't, you should deep clean your grill because it's going to extend the lifespan of it. Mm-hmm. And also because if you are grilling a lot of really particularly greasy stuff, like you can back yourself into a hazardous situation.
Yeah.
Grease and open flame.
Right.
The nature of grease,
hazardous?
Grease and open flame being
what
it is.
When...
Yeah. But in terms of like dying from a dirty grill,
you're saying it has never happened?
I'm not saying it's never happened. I'm sure it has happened.
Dirty grill.
I'm sure it's happened. If it's happened to you.
If you are dead via dirty grill.
I want to hear about it.
Reach out from beyond the grave.
I want to hear about it. But the thing is, he just do the thing where, I brush it off afterwards, and that's done. That's clean. And I'm a man. And I was like, yeah, asshole, that is cleaning the grill. Like, what?
So he didn't think that counted as cleaning?
Yeah, like, and I was just like, and it was, this like, went on for like, I'm not kidding you, this went on for literal years. And I just finally was like, I left the job, wrote a column about grills for another men's publication, and was like, I never had the heart to break it to him.
He
brought him such pleasure to tell me about how he never cleaned his grill, that the asshole was cleaning his grill every time he was using it.
Maybe he read that and he just didn't want to admit it. Maybe he knows now.
Well, I mean, maybe he does.
Maybe he's listening right now.
No.
Oh, yeah. So, it's possible.
I don't think so. He's a busy man. okay, so here's the thing. After you use your grill, hopefully you have a grill brush.
Mm-hmm.
You should. If you don't own a grill brush, you should own a grill brush.
Get a grill
brush.
I'm
going to talk a little bit about grill brushes in a second. When you're done cooking, when the grates are still hot, give it a really, really good brushing off. That's cleaning. That's regular maintenance, cleaning the grill.
Yeah.
Do that. Do that every time. You're good to go. Blah, blah, blah. One thing that you can like add to it that will help to clean it and also that's pretty cool,
mm-hmm,
is you can get a spray bottle of water and spray it so that you make steam and then it's a big steamy thing.
Yeah.
And you can pretend like you're like, you know, a Benihana.
My favorite establishment. That's true.
The other thing is there's a grill brush called the Grill Daddy.
Yeah, all right. Fine.
That comes with like, it has like a sprayer thing attached to it. So like,
Joey is holding this tool right now. It's been so illuminating watching her do this these last couple of weeks. Every single thing, whenever she's describing any tool or any activity, she does it.
I do. Studio.
She was literally just like squeezing the spray bottle on this Grill Daddy.
We really are going to put cameras. Maybe
we'll live stream the next one.
Maybe for. Well, Michael's here for the next one.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
I mean, he's a social media guy. Maybe we can make this happen.
Yeah,
that would actually be really good. I'll talk to him about it. I'll talk to him. I've been coordinating with him, by the way.
Oh, good.
Oh, he's all primed up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's all prime ripped
up. Well,
now
I'm worried.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
He's excited for meat chips. Yeah, the whole thing. Okay, so the Grill Daddy has like the spray mechanism, and so it just like, well, steam will just help to like loosen more stuff and mm-hmm. make it easier to scrape off. Okay, the last thing I have to bookend this with safety stuff.
Oh yeah. Okay,
one last thing to say about grill brushes. Most of them are metal. Mm-hmm. I want to give you guys like a stern talking to. Okay, this is Jolie being very, very serious.
Serious voice.
This is a serious voice. Metal grill brushes have a lifespan. It is really important that you get rid of a metal grill brush the minute it starts to show signs of wear and tear.
Mm.
Every year at about this time, horror stories start circulating in newspapers like USA Today about people who have ingested a loose metal bristle.
No way.
Yes, that is very real.
That is horrifying.
That is very real. It happens all the time.
Oh my God.
This is not.
I never would have even thought about that. And now you've planted the bug in my head.
It
yet again,
yes.
Joey ruined something. I I haven't looked at a bathroom the same since I learned about toilet plume. That is still the only thing I think about.
We should just rename the show Jolie Ruins Everything.
Honestly, yes.
Maybe that could be the name of my future New York Times column, Jolie Ruins Everything.
Well, you're great at it, so we're already there.
Thank you. I'm a champion ruiner. The greatest ruiner in all the lands and all the seas.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to eat steel brush this summer.
Yeah, you're going to eat some steel brush this summer. Yeah, cool. Okay. So, I mean, you know, I'm sorry to fear-monger, but, you know, I got to tell you guys things. So check your grill brushes for wear and tear. The minute you see anything that looks fishy, get rid of it and get a new one. Better be safe than sorry. They're not very expensive. I could tell my grandfather was a surgeon, and I can tell you horror stories about what happens when you ingest something sharp that you shouldn't ingest, okay? I'll just put it this way. Toothpicks were not ever allowed in my home.
I'm going to be like at every barbecue this summer, like eyeballing my hamburger, like trying to pick out the steel.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is horrifying.
Okay. If you are now so terrified.
Yes.
That you're like, well, I will just not ever have a grill brush again. Don't do that. Because then you're going to die of dirty grill.
Which can happen, as we previously discussed. Yes. You get the old dirty grill. Yep.
Would grill scrapers exist in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's go. We have to. We're
gonna power through.
We got to power through this. I promised the people shorter episodes. I'm failing. We've got a question. We got a question from Bev. Hi, Bev. Bev's one of my patrons, and I love. Makes me laugh all the time.
Bev asks, Jolie Care, cleaning cushions for summer furniture, sunbrella, pretty damn dirty. Any tips other than hire someone or my favorite tip, buy new?
Yes, because you're inquisitive. You like buying things. I know this about you.
I do. It's true.
I know. Yes, tips. I have tips. Much like the cleaning of the grill, you do not need anything fancy. Dish soap. Mm. Yeah, good old dish soap. Or diluted liquid laundry detergent works too. Here are the two things I got to say to you about the cleaning of the outdoor furniture. One, the small cushion. So this question was on Twitter. And Bev sent me some photos of the cushions in question.
How'd they look?
They didn't look bad, actually.
Oh, where'd it go bad?
Some of them were regular, like, cushion size. Some were, like, the seat size ones.
Yeah.
The small ones, I was like, those can go right in the washing machine.
Yeah, that's...
Cold water. I mean, they're outdoor cushions. They're meant to...
They can probably stand
withstand, yeah. And if you have a smaller washing machine, or you have a washing machine that has the center agitator and you can't really fit the pillows in, go to a laundromat.
Yeah.
They'll have the big oversized ones and throw them in there. Air dry them. Mm-hmm. You know, don't... Because, again, a lot of the outdoor furniture coverings are made sort of a plasticky material.
Mm, yeah.
So you don't want to put them in the dryer. Just dry them outside. If you can plan to do this on a very hot, sunny day, great. Because the sunshine and the heat will dry them in no time. So that's all you need for that. For the larger cushions and the sunbrella, hose them down.
Mm-hmm.
Dilute some dish soap. You don't want to throw straight dish soap or straight liquid laundry detergent on these things.
Yeah.
Dilute it first. Dilute it in in a bucket or a large bowl. And what you're going to use, if they're really, really dirty and they need it, is you're going to use something called an upholstery brush. There's a brand called Mothers that makes them. They're $6 on Amazon.
Oh,
so
deal.
Yeah. Much cheaper than actually replacing this, right? Just buy the $6 brush. You've got some dish soap in the home. I hope.
One assumes.
If you don't,
we have bigger
problems. How did you find this podcast? Like, you need it. Stay.
I just love the banter.
I'm
just here for the banter.
But yeah, that's really all you're going to do is you're just going to like hose them down, dip your scrub brush into the soapy water, give them a scrub, hose them off. Dry them in the sun. That's
so
really all there is to it. Yeah. And then for the exterior of the chairs. You know, again, just like you can use the scrub brush for that, sponge, rag, anything like that. I will tell you that a couple of my friends who live in Florida, their outdoor furniture, like, you know, gets used year round
because they're
in Florida. They were trying to clean something, and I forget what I suggested they try. They tried it, and it was sort of still filthy. and they remembered that it was really dirty. I didn't see how dirty it was. Like, I just thought it was, like, regular.
Right.
Like, outdoor. This was, like, it had gotten particularly filthy for some reason.
Uh-huh.
They remembered that they had a pressure washer, and so they pressure washed it. And I was like,
whoa.
That is cool.
Dang.
Yeah. That is cool. Actually, it was the guy who did the pressure washer was also a former coworker at the same place with the guy at the grill.
A lot of cleaning issues in this workplace.
I was the only woman for like a year, so yes.
Oh, okay.
Also some gender issues, apparently. Anyway, but I bet you could guess which of the two was more of my favorite. Right? The one in the power washer in his garage. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to like blast the hell out of my patio furniture. It was very cool. I was very jealous of the...
That is very exciding. Yeah. I love watching those like videos and those GIFs.
They're
like,
so there's great,
that,
right?
What's that Reddit? It's like, there's a subreddit, like, so satisfying or something like that.
Yeah, it's like...
But it's like always people power washing and the...
Right.
Or,
well, there's
incredible.
There's our power washing. There's
oh, maybe
a
that's...
straight
maybe
power
that's
washing
what
one. And then there's...
Oh, yes.
And then there's one called... I think it's just our satisfying.
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of times
yeah, yeah.
They're cross-posted.
I definitely have been in the power washing one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really obsessed with power... I actually was, like, fondling one at the Home Depot today.
Oh, really?
Which, like, I'm not allowed to have a pressure washer... I shouldn't have any of the. Yeah. I shouldn't have the 17 vacuums.
What would you do with it? You have to find a location to use it. You but like go to someone's backyard.
I'd find
like
something
clean up
Tim.
For you. Yeah, that's true. You
I
would.
Find something.
I'm also picturing you just like wandering around Home Depot for like 9 hours.
And it,
like,
I had
it shut down with you inside. It's like night at the museum.
I was
you're just like playing with all the tools.
Just say it's like. It's,
like you've done
like
this. You're like hiding in the doghouses.
My own personal version of the mixed up files of Mrs. Braithley, Frankweiler. Like,
I've no doubt you've done this. Like we're talking hypotheticals. Like, I'm sure you've done this.
No, but I will now. That's actually, you know, that's a thing with the teens, right?
What they locked in
to get locked in
a thing with the teens,
and then like they all come out and they're like, that was so boring.
Is it a
man.
Thing though, or is it like one of those things like you see on like local news that like turns into like a USA Today story?
It was a thing that didn't really take off in the way that like eating the Tide Pods did, but it was like one of those kinds of like YouTube things. Yeah,
right.
We'll talk about this during Chip Chat.
Excellent.
Let's wrap this baby up.
Oh yeah, okay,
you guys. That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. Now with. Much less banter.
We're so prepped.
If you like what you heard today and you want to hear Chip Chat, who would not want to hear you guys, sriracha chips today.
It's the primo stuff.
Sriracha chips.
We'll the primo stuff for that.
Please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And, of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.